kiss.
Ollie Alexander, what a voice he's got. He always makes my Tuesday night. It's Drive Time and you're hanging out with me, Mel Sags. And you know, as I said, it's been a very exciting evening here at Vibe 107.6. We have got Peter Taylor in the studio with us, Watford's elected mayor. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming along.
I'm very happy to be in here, out of the rain.
I know. Do you know what? The amount of times that I actually look behind me and I'm like, I want to get out of this weather. I'm so glad I'm inside right now. It's yeah, nice absolutely. And warm in here as well. It's very nice and warm. Anyway, we're going to be talking everything about the local lottery, and we've got some very exciting things to share with you. And in terms of other things, local matters, we've got talking Watford Coliseum. We also want to mention some of the highlights from Watford General Hospital and anything that's happening there. If you've got any questions, feel free to drop me a message on 80818. Start the text with Vibe. We're going to get some of this on from Charlie XCX, and then straight after Mimi Webb, we'll go into it. Mimi Webb with One Eye Open on Vibe 107.6. It's me, Mel Sags. And as I said to you, I am joined with Peter Taylor, Watford's elected mayor. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Mel.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. It's so good to have you guys in the studio. And as I was just saying right now, I'm usually here like, there might be just one person at Vibe Studio. So it's nice to actually have a nice team together. So thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
So we have got a couple of questions that we're going to go through. But first, a most important question I think that the community love to hear about is the local lottery. So can I ask, what is the local lottery?
Yeah, it's a fantastic thing. So we launched the lottery about 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. And you pay £1 a week and 60% of that goes to local charities. So you can pick one of the fantastic local charities in Watford. It's already raised about £50,000 for local charities, which is brilliant.
Wow.
But you've also got the chance of winning prizes, of course, because the rest of the money goes on prizes and admin, and you can win up to £25,000. So we've already, in the recent, last few weeks, we had someone I know who won £2,500. So it's a great way. You're supporting local charities and you've got a chance to raise money, and we'd really encourage local residents to get involved. Lots of people already have, and all the information is on watfordcommunitylottery.co.uk.
Wow. That is incredible. What a lovely, like, way that, you know, a certain percentage goes to causes that you can actually choose, which is great.
Yeah.
And is it quite new? When did it launch?
So it's been going for just over a year. And as I say, it's grown really, really quickly, which has been fantastic. And they also do special things, like there's different prizes throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So it's great. And as I say, we're really fortunate in Watford to have some fantastic local charities.
Yeah.
So when you go on there, you can see the list. I think about 50 charities now have signed up.
Wow.
So you can pick which one you'd like to give money to. And each week they're getting hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds since it was launched. But then you've also got a chance to win money as well.
So 50 charities. That's crazy. And how do I get a ticket?
So I would go onto the website, watfordcommunitylottery.co.uk. All the information is on there. You can sign up, set up your standing order. As I say, I've signed up, you have your money going out, and then occasionally you'll get some money back, which is fantastic.
That's so nice. What a way that you know that there could be a chance you can get money back. That's so exciting. And any success stories? Anything that's brought to mind for it?
Well, I know that we did have somebody who won £2,500. As I say, you can win up to £25,000. I'm always really dubious about what would happen if I was the person who won that money as the guy that set it up. But we do have people winning. You can also get, there's lots of different prizes. And I think if you compare it to other lotteries, you've got a really high chance of winning. It might be, you get a free entry or £10 or something like that. So as I say, it's a great way to support charities and to know that that money's making a big, big difference.
Definitely. And say if I was a charity, how would I sort of sign up? Do I still go onto the website?
Yeah, go onto the website or get in touch with myself or Kim from the council, who's with us today. We're very happy to chat with businesses and charities. For the charities, there's actually not a huge amount of work they need to do. It's mm-hmm. made really simple for them. And once they've signed up, we've had more and more joining. They then start to receive some money.
Wow, that is amazing. I know that Vibe is one of the charities.
I think it is.
Part of it, which is great. I mean, amazing. Yeah, we did some amazing campaigns around Christmas time as well. So it's an amazing cause. We had some great feedback around Christmas time too for it. So it's great.
I'm glad you're part of it.
Oh yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Anyway, right, let's get some more tunes on. We're going to get Sabrina Carpenter and Nia Smith. And then straight after, we're going to talk a little bit more about local Watford. Watford matters, the community and everything from there. So we'll see you in just a moment. What a beautiful voice. Nia Smith with Don't Cry on Vibe at 107.6. We are here today with Peter Taylor, Watford's elected mayor. We're going to be talking everything about Watford's local updates, I'd say. Hi, Peter.
Hi. How are you doing,
man? I'm good. So, we want to just go into, let's just get started about the Watford Coliseum. So, since the Watford Coliseum was open, our listeners who really enjoy sort of culture and events want to know what is the latest with the refurbishment and do we have any time of opening when you know?
We do. So if you go on the website now, you can start booking in yourself in. I know that Jules Holland's just been announced as another act that's going to be performing there. I think he's coming in October.
Wow.
So it's going to be reopening in the autumn. We've got acts performing there from early October.
Wow.
And there's loads already lined up of really great performers. So I've been round it a few times and seen there's been quite a lot of improvements that have happened in there.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's got amazing acoustics, which have been maintained and enhanced. One of my legacies is going to be having more bars and better bars in there, because I know that in the past, sometimes there are quite long queues and trying to just get a drink. So I'm really looking forward to it. And the operator, the people that are going to manage it, are AEG, who do fantastic venues already, like the O2, like the Hammersmith Apollo. So they're a great operator to have coming to the town. We're going to have world-class performances there. And as I say, it's reopening this autumn.
This autumn. Wow, that's amazing. And to have AEG support is incredible.
It's brilliant.
And is it a big change, the refurbishment?
It's, if you go in there, you'll notice the difference, it's different colours on the walls and the staircase when you first walk in, it's been turned around. So they've really thought about how to enhance it. So I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be lots of events, as I say, also good use for the community. So it's going to be a really, really exciting hub in the town once again.
Yeah. Wow. That is amazing. I'm very excited because I love Jules Holland. okay, so let's go into Watford General Hospital. Watford's MP, Matt Tremaine, asked a question to the Prime Minister last week about funding the General Hospital. And we're hearing it's not going to get started now until 2032 earliest. Do you know what's sort of going on with that?
It's really disappointing. So the council's done a load of work to try to make sure we can rebuild Watford General. Anyone that goes there knows the staff are doing a brilliant job, but they're working in really poor conditions. The building's literally crumbling. And so we've done lots of work to support it. There's now space for a new hospital. There's outline planning permission. There's better roads there and all the rest of it. And we'd hoped that the work would start really imminently, like literally in the next few months. But last week, the government announced that the work wouldn't start until 2032 at the very earliest. It could be 2034. So really bad news for Watford. I've written to the Minister for Health. I've already started campaigning against it, saying we need to get on with it. We've talked about this for years and years. And patients and the staff deserve good facilities. And the frustration I have is that they basically put us on a list, number 24 out of 40 hospitals to get the funding. So there's, there's 23 other hospitals that are going to get money before Watford. And I'm sort of saying, well, why do they deserve the funding rather than us?
Yeah.
When we clearly need the funding and all the kind of pieces of the jigsaw are in place, we just need the money.
Yeah.
So we're really pushing the government to rethink, because as I say, it's bad news. It's not just for Watford residents. People from Hemel, St Albans, everywhere use that hospital.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, there's only two A&E hospitals in Hertfordshire, so it's really important we get that money. So we're going to keep banging the drum and hoping that it happens sooner than
Definitely.
That.
Definitely. And there's the road, isn't there? Is it from the M1?
That's that right, to make it quicker to get there. So Thomas Sawyer Way, the council helped to deliver that.
Yeah.
So there's loads and loads of work got into it. As I say, it was really disappointing last week when they said about this big delay, and we want the government to rethink that one.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And it'd be great to, when there's updates, we will know. So that's great.
Absolutely.
And obviously, we're going to go back sort of pre-COVID time now, and there was a lot of talk about improvements being made at Watford Junction and the Met Line extension. What is going on there? Is there anything to report on that side?
So there's still a lot of work going on in the background. As a lot of your listeners will know, there's a disused rail line that runs kind of from where the Metropolitan line finishes all the way. It's called the Croxley line across Watford and towards Watford Junction Station. And there was loads of work went into that. TfL ultimately said they weren't going to deliver that scheme of expanding the Metropolitan line to Watford Junction. So we've been looking at alternatives. It could be something like a tram, a bus, a light rail. And so there's loads of work going on to that. I'm really keen to deliver on it. And as I say, Watford Council's working with Hertfordshire County Council on that to try and make something happen. Fair enough, you know, okay, we can't get the Met Line to work, to go all the way to Watford Junction, because it's going to cost, I think it was £300 million. Yeah. But we should be able to, there's a disused rail line. There's lots of people want to travel along that route.
So
we're trying our best to come up with an alternative that can be delivered.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Thanks so much for sharing that as well. Watford's been ranked highly in terms of green initiatives in the town. Can you tell us what the town has done to achieve this?
Oh, there's loads happening. So where do I start? We're cleaning up the River Colne. There's a big project in relation to that. We've planted 20,000 trees. We're planting more. There's lots of tree giveaways that we're doing. We're putting lots of solar panels all over the place, so on the town hall. This year, we're going to be putting 450 on Woodside Leisure Centre. So there's loads going to things like electric vehicles. We're using them more as a council. We've got an electric vehicle car club. We've put charging points everywhere. I think some people kind of question, well, why do you do this? For me, it's all about, you know, we want cleaner air. We want less congested roads. There's lots of benefits to everybody.
Definitely.
So there's tons of work going on, and we're going to keep cracking on with that.
Definitely. And it's amazing to hear that. Like, you know, just anything. As you say, cleaner air. So
makes a big difference.
It does, definitely, 100%. Now, one last question before we go. What is the latest on the planned merger of councils? Do you expect Watford Council to be merged into one council with Hertfordshire?
Yeah, so just at the end of last year, the government announced big changes, really.
Yeah.
It was right across the country. What they're saying is we shouldn't really have county councils like we have in Hertfordshire and district councils. So we have Watford and Hertfordshire, two different councils doing different things. We should just have one council. The problem is that they're saying we could have these huge councils that cover massive areas. The benefit of having a council like Watford is that, you know, our councillors, myself, we know lots of people.
We
bring people together. So we're saying, okay, the government wants to change things, but we've got to continue to be local councils who get things done for our residents. So there's lots of discussion, but the government are very clear that there's going to be big changes and it's going to happen in the next few years. So we're trying our best to make the best of it.
Yeah.
But it's really important that we don't forget what councils are there for, and that's to serve our residents, to work with our businesses, to make our areas better.
Definitely.
And if we're a huge council covering the whole of Hertfordshire, I don't think that'll happen.
That's big, yeah, definitely. Oh, well, we'll get some updates from there as well. So,
happy to.
Yes, thank you so much, Peter. It's so lovely to meet you.
My pleasure, Mel.
Can't wait to see you again soon. Come along.
I'd love to be back soon.
Any drive time, I'm here. Tuesdays, Thursdays, live at 5.
Great.
All right, then, let's get some more tunes on the way. And